This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. This winter's warm, dry weather is forcing yet another ski area to close early for the season. CPR's Dina Sieg says Sunday will be Monarch Mountain's final day.
That's 2 weeks earlier than planned. It's also a big change from recent winters when spring storms allowed Monarch to extend its season. This winter has been brutal for Colorado's ski industry, with many resorts opening later than usual and most with limited terrain. Last weekend, several ski areas closed early for the season, including Sunlight Mountain in Glenwood Springs and Ski Cooper in Leadville. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Fire officials in Colorado Springs are on, quote, pins and needles going into the warmer seasons. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
The city's fire department is updating its five-year wildfire prevention plan. At a council work session Monday, the conversation quickly turned to ongoing fire risks. Fire Marshal Chris Cooper said conditions are ripe for wildfires, most of which, he says, are caused by human activity.
This year is looking to be very dangerous for our community, and we need everyone to step up and make good choices.
Cooper says the department will have zero tolerance this year for illegal fires in the city. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
The Colorado Mesa University women's basketball team is heading to its first ever NCAA Division II Final Four. The Mavericks beat the University of Minnesota Duluth today in Pittsburgh. Senior forward Olivia Reed-Tyne led the team with 35 points and 15 rebounds. This is CPR News.